listening to the Create What You Speak podcast. My intention is to change the lives of 1 million women, one podcast at a time. Now let's get started. Thunder, feel the thunder. My name is Sloan Fremont, and today I'm going to tell you how to demand what you want from the universe. Comes a time when a man's gotta know where he stands, gotta go with his heart, lick his wounds and live with his scars. Give all you can give, might lose, might win, like that boy that became a man that day. Welcome to this week's episode of the Create What You Speak podcast. Okay, everyone, I'm going to be real this week. This week, I want to start out by telling you how I fucked up. Okay, so here's the story. So last weekend, the hot mystery guy from California was in town. And just to make it easier, I'm going to start calling him Nick because the other name is just too long. And so he's going to go by Nick now. So if you haven't heard the story of how I met Nick, go back and listen to episode 3 where I talk about this. But anyway, Nick and I had been texting for the past 5 weeks pretty much every day, and I was so excited for him to come back in town. And we had plans to do a lot of things around Nashville, and he kept telling me how he was looking forward to it too. And so I was just so excited for this weekend to come. And so when he came in town, I knew he was landing around 4:30, and I figured he was getting his car and he would be heading over to my house. But after about an hour later, I hadn't heard from him. And finally, he sent me a text telling me how bad Nashville traffic was. And I was like, yeah, it sucks. And I just asked him what time he'd be over. And he texted me back and said he was on his way to take care of some things for work and he'd be over after that. And I was like, whoa, wait a minute, what? I didn't know about this. We had plans later that night. We had been talking about this and I started to freak out. So I called him and I was like, you didn't tell me about that. He's like, well, I just found out it won't take me too long and I'll be over after. And I was kind of like, well, I didn't know this was going on. He's like, are you mad? He's like, no, you're mad. I'm like, no, I'm not mad. I'm like, I just didn't know. I would have planned a little bit differently had I known. And so I sat there after we got off the phone and I was okay. I was like, okay. I was trying not to just completely spin out of orbit. And I was like, what's really going on here with me right now? What really has me bothered? And so I guess what was bothering me was that I had to ask him when he'd be over, right? I had to ask him, what time will you be here? And from me asking that, that's when I found out he wasn't coming over right away, which is what I thought our plan was. And so here's what I did next is where I fucked up. And so before he had texted me and all that went down, I was nervous about him coming over, right? Because I hadn't seen him for a while. And so I had a drink while I was waiting on him. And since he wasn't going to be able, you know, after we had the conversation and I found out he wasn't going to come over till later, I didn't want to sit at home and wait. I was like, no, I'm not staying at home. I'm going to go meet my friends. And so I did that. And what we ended up doing for probably about the next 3 hours was just talking about this and not talking about it in the best possible way. Okay. So basically we sat there the whole time, like, what the fuck is going on? And by the end of the night, I had myself convinced that he wasn't going to show up. I mean, that's how far out of control this whole thing got as we sat there and talked about. So all my old fears started coming up and I was expecting the worst in this case. And I was wondering, you know, why did I even bother to open my heart up again? Right? Like, why did I even bother to do this? And so I sat there for a few hours with my friends. And then the thing was, is he did show up. Because he's a show up kind of guy. And by the time he got there, you know, I was well on my way, had several drinks, and he picked me at my friend's house. And he told me this later the next day, but how he was just, you know, he was so excited to see me and talk to me and had so much to tell me. And as soon as I get in the car, I was kind of like, no, you need to listen to me. And I let all these old fears come out about how I didn't think he was going to show up. And I was upset because he just didn't tell me he'd be later, that I had to ask him, you know, all of this stuff. So I'm thinking about this the next day and I'm like, damn it to hell, right? Because we talked about so many things, but the next day, as I'm thinking about this, I'm like, my behavior was just not sitting well with me. I had set some really high expectations of the situation. And when they didn't go as planned, I became completely unglued. And that was so unfair to him. So the next day he was gone most of the day for work. And when he did come back over, I apologized to him and I genuinely meant it. I told him that I had been completely unfair and I was really sorry for that. And after the night didn't start out like I thought it would. And instead of just taking it as it comes, I let it go downhill and I started to expect the worst of this situation. You guys, as I look back on this, I mean, it feels so bad about that because it was like the whole thing, I had this expectation of how it was going to start and then it didn't start that way. So I let it go completely in a direction it didn't need to go. And so as I'm telling the story, I'm wondering if you can relate to something like this. I mean, when our reality doesn't match our expectations, and then it just seems to keep getting worse from there by the types of things that we do. So maybe we start talking to ourselves, you know, we start saying negative things to ourselves, or our friends join in, and all this fear and negativity comes up, and we end up so far away from where we wanted to be. And as we all know, the basis of this show is that we get what we think, and from there, that's what we create. And so I knew all of this going into this. And I bring this up today to let you know that I don't always get this stuff right, okay? I'm human, and I don't always do the right thing. And when I went out with my friends that night, and before he, you know, when he had gotten into town, I talked with my friend Carrie a lot about this. And she kept telling me, you're not following your own advice on this. You're not following your own advice. And I'm like, I know it, and that's because I cannot see it. I want to see it. I know something isn't quite right, and what I'm talking about isn't quite right. It's with my own self here, right? It's not anything that he was doing. It was my reaction to what had been done. But when it's your own stuff, it's like you can't see the bigger picture. And it's the same for any of you listening. It's so much to see so much easier to see the bigger picture in what we think are the facts or the reality when it's not your stuff and you're so far down into it. But when you want something so badly, it's just like you cannot see past your own self on the topic. And so thank God for me, he did actually come back that night. So I got to talk to him. And the rest of the time he was here, we had a really great time together. And I was so grateful for that because I love how I feel when I'm with this person. We have so much fun and he's so interesting. And I really love our time together. But then as he left, when he left, as I knew he would, you know, after that, over this past week, I've been kind of wavering back and forth since he's been gone. And when I say wavering, what I mean by that is I'm letting that fear come back again and all that other shit rule the show on this because, once again, you know, having different expectations than what the reality is can really start to fuck with you if you let it. And so finally today, as I was thinking through all this, and there were so many things I wanted to tell you guys about this topic. And I try to keep these podcasts to about 15 minutes. I think that's a good amount of time to listen. And as I was working through this and I was trying to figure out what I wanted to tell you, I felt like I had way too much to tell you, or I was only going to tell you a little bit and it wasn't going to make sense. But when I really sat down and thought about this today and how to explain this, I realized I was where I was coming from on this topic. And when I say topic, I mean this whole relationship with him, with Nick and I's relationship. From this past week, I've been coming from this energy of like this hoping energy, this hoping or begging for what I wanted instead of demanding what I wanted. Demanding. And let me explain what I mean by that. When I changed my life back when I lived in the Midwest, I remember specifically this turning point for me was when I stopped, and I'll use the word softly, asking the universe for what I wanted. And what I mean by softly is like kind of generically, I hope I can get that. That'd be really nice. But, you know, I don't really see that happening for me. When I shifted that and I started to come from a more demanding energy from the universe where I actually demanded what I wanted with authority and conviction. And when I came from that energy, that's when a lot of things started changing for me because I knew when I shifted into that demanding energy, I knew it was true. I knew I could have that thing I wanted. And in this instance, it was a new life. And back then at that time, I was in this online group and I posted about this. And I remember people being like, I told them, I said, you know, these things started to shift for me. And here's what I did. I started demanding from the universe. I demanded it. Universe, this is what I want. I demanded it. And people were like, what? Like, you mean you just told the universe what you wanted? We can do that? And I was like, yes, you can do it. I did it. That's exactly what I did. And I got it, you guys, and no one could believe it. And I think because we're never taught to do that. We were just taught to hope for the best and come from this somewhat wishy-washy mentality in our asking. And I feel like a lot of people come from this when they pray. They're begging. They're not demanding. They're begging, may I please have this, instead of, I want this. This is what I want. I'm calling this mine. I believe this to be true. I believe I can have this. And that begging and wishy-washiness, it just didn't work for me. And I don't really know how this came about and where I just decided one day I was going to demand it from the universe, but I did. And that's what worked for me. And I can still remember this. The first time I did this, it was like when I had that reality shift that, I can demand this. It was like I heard this like choir of angels in my head that were like, oh, she gets it now, right? She gets it. This is how you get what you want. And so I'm talking about all of this week to you guys because like I said, I believe I've been coming at this relationship with Nick with this begging and hoping kind of energy just this week, not prior to this, but just this week. And it's like, I'm not fully convinced that I can have this thing that I want. And I think it's because deep down, I still don't believe that I can have the relationship or that I can't see how it's going to work. So I'm not fully on board with what I think I can have. And you guys, I want it so bad, but there's still something here for me that I need to work through so that I can move forward. And this week, one of the things I've noticed I've been doing that instead of just expecting the best, I've been expecting I'll end up with the worst. And I know better. I know better. But like I told you guys earlier, I'm not perfect with this. And this is why I wanted to talk about this today, to show you that it isn't always easy. It does require practice. And it also requires enough self-awareness to see that sometimes you have to call yourself out on your own shit. Sometimes you have to realize when it's time to get information with your own self, when this old shit wants to come up and try to rule the show. Because we can't let that happen. And that's what I've been struggling with this week. Just this old shit coming up and wanting me to believe that I can't have the thing that I really want. Because, I think the bottom line for me is it's a safety thing. I want to be safe. So I think, you know, I can't open myself up. And you guys, I'm so over that. And you should be too. You know, whatever it is for you. It's like we become, I say this a lot to my friend Elizabeth, I just become sick of myself on the topic. Like I can't even talk about this topic anymore because I'm so sick of myself on it. And so that's where I'm at this week. And so I want to talk to you about how to make demands of the universe and how you can do that in your own life. And so let me first say that when we are creating the life that we want, we are not begging for it. Okay. When we're creating, we are not begging. That's not the energy that we come from. And that's not how we get what we want. So let me explain the two differences here and give you some examples. So when you demand something from the universe, you come from this energy of knowing you are worthy of having it, okay? You know you can have it. It's a done deal. There's no question. There's no wavering. There's no wobbling in your mind. It's a done deal. You can have it. And when you're demanding something, you have control over your feelings and how you handle things, right? So you're not just reacting wildly to anything happening. You understand that you are controlling. You are in control. You are controlling your life. And you take that for what it is. And you trust the process. You trust the process that you're going through. You trust the universe. You trust that you're going to be lined up exactly where you need to be, when you need to be. And you trust that things are happening. Even if you can't see them right in front of you right now, you trust that things are happening for you. You expect it to be better than you ever could imagine. I remember when I moved to Nashville, that was one of the things that I would say nonstop. It's going to be better than I can ever imagine. And that, there's so much freedom in that sentence. It's going to be better than you can ever imagine. I mean, we tend to put ourselves in these little boxes and we can only see this so we can think that's all we can get. But when you're creating your life and you're demanding something from the universe, you understand and you expect it to be better than you ever could imagine. And on the flip side of that, you know, if something doesn't go your way, there's something better in store for you, right? I mean, when I was moving and everything was crazy and all the chaos, and there were things I expected to happen that did not. But the key for me during that whole thing was to keep keeping my energy or my tone even so that I didn't have these sporadic, you know, emotional ups and downs constantly that I let run the show. I didn't. I just believed I expected it to be better than I can ever imagine. And I had this surety. I had this surety that even though I don't know what or how it's going to happen, I don't have a map for it. I just know it's going to be good. That's my expectation. If it's happening to me, it's got to be good. That was another thing I used to tell myself all the time. If it's happening to me, it's got to be good. So those are some of the, if I think about when I was demanding from the universe what I wanted, that's the mindset or the type of energy or the place that I came from to get those results. Okay, so let me talk about the other side of that, the hoping and begging for something from the universe, which is kind of what I've been doing this week, which is not what I want to be doing. Okay, so it's like you want it so badly that you're holding on for dear life, or you're white knuckling it, right? You're like gripping it so hard because you want to try to control it, and we can't. That all that does is cause attachment, and it causes anxiety and fear and all this other stuff to come up. And when you're hoping and begging for something from the universe, there's a lot of feelings of loss of control, like you're spiraling out of control. And if something doesn't go your way, it sets you up in this whirlwind to just just for complete just craziness. And that, as we know, that's not a place to act from either. We talked about it on one of the previous episodes about taking a pause, right? So we know when we're spiraling, that's not the place we want to act from. And so often when you're coming from this hoping or begging mentality, your anxiety is through the roof because you don't have the plan or the map to understand the how of all of it, which really isn't any of our business anyway, but that causes you pain. It causes you suffering, and you choose to sit in that suffering and that pain because you can't control it or you can't see it. And I'm telling you guys, I've been doing that for the past week, and it's terrible. It's terrible. And for some of you, you may have been operating like this for so long, maybe you don't even notice it. But that's something to start paying attention to, that we don't have to always participate in the suffering that our ego wants us to. So I think that's something good to pay attention to this week. And then lastly, with this hoping and begging energy, it's like deep down we have this question of still, can I have this thing? Can I have this thing that I really want? Am I worthy of it? And we are all, I'm going to tell you, if you do not believe that right now, I'm here to tell you, you are. You can have anything you want, and we are all worthy of whatever we want. And sometimes we just need to recognize that that's that old shit that's coming up, that's, you know, old programming that's getting in our way. So it's something worth paying attention to. And then the last thing from this hoping and begging thing, like I said, that I went through this week, it's like we hope for the best, but we expect the worst. And that's not where we want to act from or even where we want our thoughts to go, because we know we're creating our reality as we go. And we're creating our reality based on what our thoughts and in turn our actions. And then that's what we see in our reality. So if you want to start making demands from the universe, you have to start to look at where you're coming from energetically on the topic of whatever it is that you want. And it's me too, guys. I have to start doing this too. So don't think you're alone in this, okay? All right. So I want to talk to you about some things to ask yourself this week and some things to think about. So where are you coming from energetically? Are you the beggar, or are you demanding what you want in your life? And if you're not getting what you want, do you really believe you can have it? Like I've been going through, is there some old belief that, for you that's coming up like it is for me? So like for me, believing I can't have a relationship. I don't know why. I don't know. I do know why, but it's too long to get into on a podcast right now. But is something like that coming up for you? And if so, what can you do about it? And I'm not suggesting rehash it until the end of time and make a home with it. It's just sometimes if you can recognize that old shit is what it is and it's getting in the way, you can call it for what it is, and you can call it out and understand it's just not true. It's just old programming that's getting in your way and holding you back. So, all right, so I'm going to close out today's show on demanding what you want from the universe. And I hope you guys will really think about this over the next week, about where you're coming from the hoping, begging energy or from the demanding energy. And it is different. It's a different way to look at it. But I promise you, I did it. It works. And I'm doing it again. I'm going to do it again right with you guys this week. So I'm practicing this week too. So it's not just you. We're in this together. Okay? So let's do it. All right, so closing out songs this week. All right, so for the intro song, I chose this song. Okay, it's called I'm Fine Either Way, and it's by Bobby Pinson. And I heard this song a long time ago. It just got brought up again this week because Nick and I went to Whiskey Jam over at Winners in Midtown. If you've never been to Nashville and if you're in town during the week, go to a Whiskey Jam show. They're so fun, and you never know who's going to show up at Whiskey Jam, I promise you. But so Bobby played this song, and I thought it was really fitting for this episode because he talks about going with your heart, and you give all you give. You might lose, you might win, but I'm fine either way. And it reminds me of what we talked about a few episodes ago, that, you know, just because it doesn't go as planned doesn't mean it's wrong, right? It's like you can do all you need to do, but still be fine either way, because, you know, like we talked about, something better is going to come, or, you know, you trust the process, all of that stuff that we talked about. I thought this song was really fitting for that. And then the outro song is called List of Demands by The Kills. Okay. List of Demands, obviously the obvious choice for this episode since we're talking about demands, but this part of the song goes, she says, I got a list of demands written on the palm of my hands. I ball my fist, you're going to know where I stand. And I feel like this song is talking to that hoping and begging version of ourself, right? It's like we're saying to ourselves, nah, that's not how this is going to go. We're going to demand what we want, and that other way just doesn't work anymore. And we're demanding it because we know we can have it, and we know it's true, and we know we are worthy of it. So those are the songs for today. I'm going to close out talking about our demands from the universe. And I'd love to hear what you think. I know this topic is, there's a lot I could say about this, and I could probably talk to you like I could on all the others for hours, but really curious to hear what you think about it. So email me, SloanFremont@gmail.com. If you have any questions or you want to talk about this more, follow me on Instagram, SloanFremont, comment, let me know what you think. And if you like this podcast, please share it with someone you think could benefit from this message. If you ain't dead, sing along. Bang a strum on these your drums till you get where you belong. I got a list of demands, reading all the power in my hands. If I'm a bitch, you're gonna know where I stand. I'm living hand to mouth. You wanna be somebody, see somebody. I appreciate you listening, and I will talk to you all next week.